Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80th Venice Film Festival. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of This Is Our Child Becomes a Poem in the section Giornate degli Oratori, Céline Sciamma. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I just got out of the screening and it's been a very intense and warm moment. So, I feel a lot of joy right now.
Nice. So, one of the things that I remember the most was the writing on the paper, Meglio niente che qualcosa, that is, Better nothing than something, is one of the poems of Patrizia Cavalli. And so why did you choose to tell this story of, you know, this fantastic poet, and which significance has for you Patrizia Cavalli's poetry?
Well, I mean, that's a huge question.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess, yes, it all starts with the love for Patrizia persona first, because I got to meet her before I got to read her poetry. The minute I met her, I went to Feltrinelli and bought
everything
in Italian, because wow. it's not been widely translated in French. Part of it is. And I'm lucky enough that I understand Italian, so I could read it. And I definitely fell in love with her writing. And then last year, as I was here in the festival, Giornate degli Oratori, as I was the president of the youth jury, I met Chiara Civello, the singer, the musician, and she told me Patrizia's house was to be emptied and that, you know, maybe we could do an archive of it. And that's the first thing I did. I just went there and did two shots per room. So I didn't actually shoot a film. I shot an archive of the house. And then, you know, as months go by, I felt like there was a story to tell within those images, and the project of the film was born. It was a way for me to work very differently. I also seized this opportunity because I was looking for a different way to make films. And it happened that I started really working at my desk, you know, asking myself, can I make a film on my own? I'd been shooting the images myself, and so suddenly I started editing, doing sound design, all this on an iPad. So really like with the tools of a vlogger. and it just felt good. And so, yeah, the film was born out of a desire for cinema and out of a desire of a tribute to Patrizia Cavalli, and under the protection of putting her at the center, I could also explore a little bit about myself.
Fantastic. And I would like to ask you also about, you know, Kim Novak, the presence in your, you know, archive movie, let's call it like that. So why did you choose to show her? Is that, you know, has a meaning for you?
Well, I mean, it mostly has a meaning for Pat, for Patrizia Cavalli, because she said in an interview that she kind of became a poet through falling in love in cinema with Kim Novak. And as I was making a film and also reflecting on what cinema brings to the table, what can cinema bring to Patrizia Cavalli, I was wondering what cinema did for her in a way. And so through this admiration for Kim Novak, I entered into a dialogue around films with her, with Ghost. And Kim Novak is very strong symbolical figure, because she went through it all. She was also, a Hitchcock actor, so victim also. And then she left the business and she became a painter and a poet. And so it's not only about the fact that she was this icon. It's also about the fact that she rebelled, and that she was herself a very accomplished artist. And that, you know, she also went into exile. So for me, there's this strong connection now with, and I felt very good. I felt it was humorous to actually connect them and give them even like a credit together. And I was always obsessed about the fact that I wanted Patrizia Cavalli to feel good, to feel proud, to be both amused And I don't know, maybe touched by this idea that she could be reunited with one of her idols. And that's the power that cinema has. And I'm glad, you know, I'm always trying to use my power in the right dynamic. And this felt really, really good, both affectively and sentimentally and also politically.
Yeah, actually, yeah. And, you know, I thought when I saw Kim Novak clapping, the fact that she was clapping was like, you know, recollecting memories. And she's like saying, wake up, let's see this together. And so actually your work has been focuses on female characters all the time, and you choose like your trilogy also focuses on female adolescents and a less common subject actually in coming of age films. So how does the narrative has changed for you telling, you know, the story of Patrizia, and what do you hope, you know, the audiences will take away from that?
Well, no, but I mean, it's an ongoing path from film to film. And I think this one is holding hand with the other, even though it's my first short film. It's also my first documentary film. And it feels isolated from the rest because it is made in total independent way. So it's both, you know, it's a way also to experiment the fact that I feel the film is close to what I've done before, yet it's been done in a way that I've never,
totally
I'm not
different.
Used to.
Yeah.
So I hope that, you know, the film is inspiring in the fact that it is free and that you can, now that we have the means of production in our pockets, because, you know, part of the footage of the film is made through a phone, and once more I edited it on a tablet. So it's part of one of the possible revolutions of cinema. And we know that revolutions, you know, especially in the field of work, they start with the artist or the people having the means of productions, and we have it. And I think poets have the means of productions. You know, I feel close to Patrizia in the way I made the film because it... I kind of wrote it as a poem at my desk with images of her desk, you know, and it's so for me it felt I felt close to to the dynamic of the poet, and I liked it.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, you mentioned also that your films often depict the solitude, and like you're talking to me right now, I feel that, you know, the poet too has this kind of solitude when he has to write, and part of a personal growth too. So could you just delve a bit into this perspective of this theme, and actually, if you you feel like that, actually, telling this story, because it's like, you know, recollecting memories of yours, but also from the poet that you like.
Do you mean, I'm not sure I understood your question. You mean, I work in solitude? Is it?
Yeah, actually, yeah. If, you know, the fact that you always depict solitude in your work, and as you been feeling this way in this work, because, you know, you were alone, you did all by yourself, and it was a story about someone you loved, actually, and you liked.
Yes, the feeling was different, but it felt really cozy, I must say. Maybe it kind of, we could say it expanded solitude, but also it narrowed it, because working like that, not making a film as the Olympics, not being athletically making the images for 6 weeks with the crew under pressure of time, you know, the way we make that language, of course, has an impact on the language. And so you feel alone for a long time when you're making a film under that protocol, for instance, because it's years. And this was months. But I didn't feel alone. I felt in the company of a film that was in my home and that I could, you know. Of course, it was also very invasive in a way. And I don't know if it's easy to find the balance between, what happens. It's obsession also when you're making something at home. So it's a different kind of Olympics. But You know what? I don't know. Also, I'm fully discovering all these sensations, and I'm just glad that that I get to that I'm available for it, and that I have the time to actually experiment this. Yeah.
Thanks so much to Celine Sciamma, director of This Is Our Child Becomes a Poem and the section Giornata degli Autori. This is Laura Della Corte for FRED, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.